When you're born Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark, but you live your life as Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, you've certainly left your mark on the world. And when you're married to one of the most prominent monarchs ever, and Princess, well, she became the Queen, of course, Elizabeth II, and he fathered Charles and Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, and of course, he has been around for many, many, many years. 99, in fact. He turned 99 on the 6th of Feb. I, like many others, would have been hoping that the Duke recovers. He seems a bloke that's pretty resilient, but when you see Prince Charles leave the hospital with allegedly tears in his eyes, you do think, well, maybe the end is nigh. Hopefully not for him, and hopefully not for the family. I'd be keen to hear from anyone that's had any attachment at all with the Duke of Edinburgh. His famous signature, you might have received an award signed by the Duke, maybe a letter, maybe you met him. And the Duke of Edinburgh Award is one of those internationally recognised programs for young people that the Duke has been behind. I'd love to hear from you today. 9221 882. If you've had an altercation or a run-in. Mm. Probably not altercation. Maybe just that you have met the Duke of Edinburgh. Let's find out a bit about his life. Natalie Oliveri is Nine Honey, a royal reporter and an expert when it comes to the royal family, and has agreed to have a chat. Hello, Nat.
Good afternoon. How are you, Milton?
Well, I'm very well. Prince Philip, what kind of memory evokes in your brain when you think of the man?
Oh, goodness me, so many. I mean, you were just mentioning there the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, and I have a personal connection with that. While I was at school, I was one of the participants. And, you know, at the time, I didn't really know much about Prince Philip, but, of course, growing up and then learning more about him and the royal family, his legacy is really going to be hard to beat. He's just incredible. I mean, going back to the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, they were established in 1956, started here in 1959, and there's more... close to 800,000 Australians have taken part in the program. So that's huge. And around the world, 8 million people in 130 countries. And I'd say by far that is one of his greatest legacies. Of course, he's now passed that on to his son, Prince Edward. But look, goodness me, he's been to Australia 23 times.
Wow, that's more times.
I know, it's actually hard to believe. I didn't realise it was so many. He's actually been here more than his wife, Queen Elizabeth. She's been here 16 times throughout her reign. But yes, Prince Philip, 23 times, and a lot of those times he did include events for the Duke of Edinburgh Award. He actually came here first in 1940 and then again in 1945, and that was for his when he was part of the Royal Navy. He was out here on a ship. And then came back in 1954, and of course that was his historic visit with Queen Elizabeth, the first ever visit to Australia by a reigning monarch. Incredible, and stops all over the country.
Now, a lot of us probably got educated through the series The Crown, which has probably got a little bit of salsa on around the edges to kind of juice it up a bit. But you got the impression that he was sent down under, even when the first years of his marriage, in order to kind of calm down a bit. Was that an accurate portrayal of the man?
Look, a lot of it was because he did take part in that, I think it was around 6 months on the Britannia, the royal yacht. And look, I guess the Crown sort of dramatises it and makes it seem that he was having an affair with the Queen and that they both needed some time out, whether or not there is any truth to those rumours. But look, Prince Philip has always had a bit of a reported wandering eye. Actually, there's a funny photo that I found recently of him in Australia in 1967. And he's actually standing with a group of Miss New South Wales finalists.
Right.
And, it was taken at the Wentworth Hotel in Sydney. And actually, up on Nine Honey, we've got a beautiful gallery at the moment of many photos from Prince Philip's visits to Australia. And it's incredible just how many times he came here without the Queen. And he did a lot of things whilst he was down here. I mean, there's an amazing photo of him having a beer at the pub in Tasmania just after these devastating fires tore through in the late 60s. Apparently, the pub was the only building standing, so he went there to have a beer with the locals and try and raise some morale. But look, he's really known for just being an everyday person, being very laid back. Of course, he's got that larrikin stereotype now. But, you know, that's what we love about Prince Philip. His gaffes. I mean, back in 2002 in Cairns, where he asked a group of Aboriginal elders whether they still threw spears at each other. That was just one of many things that he said over the years. But look, I really think that's going to be part of his legacy, that he's been, I guess, the laid-back person to the Queen, who's always been very stoic, and the Queen's very reserved. Prince Philip, on the other hand, he's quite different.
Yeah, he retired from official functions on the 2nd of August 2017, and I read that he did something like 22,219 solo engagements since 1952.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a hell of a lot.
It's a lot, and he was linked to just over 800 charities and organisations. One of his royal patronages was actually Captain General of the Royal Marines, and he gave that to his grandson, Prince Harry, a few years ago. But, of course, now Prince Harry had to hand that back to the Queen. But, look, I guess, yeah, Prince Philip, he was definitely one of the hardest working royals. I think his average was around 350 solo engagements a year. Mm. And, as you said, he retired in August 2017. Look, he actually made a surprise appearance last year in July at a ceremony at Windsor Castle. He handed over a patron to Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, in a socially distanced ceremony. She was at Highgrove House, where she and Prince Charles live, and he was at Windsor Castle, and handed over that royal title to the Duchess of Cornwall. And it was a bit of a surprise to see him out and about. But look, he was standing up unaided. He looked in good health. But, of course, now it appears his health has taken a little turn for the worse, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, we have our fingers crossed for sure. Hopefully Charles just had a bit of hay fever. We won't know for a few days yet. Nat, thank you for that. No doubt it's a busy time for you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Good on you. Natalie Oliveri there. She's the Nine Honey Royal Reporter and expert.